If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one stoic principle at a time. Ever feel like you're standing in your own way? Like you have these awesome goals and dreams, but somehow you end up hitting snooze on them more often than not. Yeah, me too. We all do. That's what we're tackling today. Those pesky self-sabotaging habits that sneak up on us and leave us feeling frustrated and stuck. Trust me, it's a journey I know intimately, but guess what? Modern stoicism has some seriously powerful tools to help us break free. So, why are these habits so dang hard to kick? Well, oftentimes, they stem from deep-seated beliefs about ourselves. Maybe you think you're not good enough, or maybe you fear success more than failure. These thoughts become little gremlins whispering doubts in our ears, pushing us towards inaction and self-doubt. But here's the beautiful part. We have the power to rewire those thought patterns. We can replace those negative narratives with empowering ones that fuel our growth and drive us forward. Here's the deal: overcoming these habits isn't about beating ourselves up or trying to be perfect. It's about recognizing them, understanding their roots, and then choosing a different path. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep wearing shoes that pinch your toes, right? Same goes for those unhelpful thought patterns. Let's ditch the self-sabotage shoes and step into some supportive ones. Think of this as your stoic toolbox for kicking those bad habits to the curb. Self-awareness. First things first, we gotta become aware of these habits. What triggers them? What are the exact thoughts and feelings that lead you down the self-sabotaging path? Journaling can be a lifesaver here. It helps us untangle those messy emotional knots and see our patterns more clearly. Cognitive reframing. This is where the magic happens. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? What would I tell a friend who was having this same thought? Often, we realize these thoughts are just distorted perceptions, not facts. Focus on what you can control. Stoicism is all about focusing on what's within our control. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control your reactions. Instead of getting caught up in the things outside your control, channel your energy into taking action towards your goals. Practice mindfulness. Take a deep breath and be present in the moment. When you're mindful, you're less likely to react impulsively or get swept away by negative emotions. Meditation can be incredibly helpful for cultivating this awareness. Celebrate small wins. You know that feeling of accomplishment when you finally conquer a tough workout or finish that project you've been putting off? Hold on to those moments. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small. It fuels motivation and reminds you that you're capable of achieving great things. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have this amazing idea for a side hustle, something you're truly passionate about. But then those self-sabotaging thoughts creep in. Who am I to think I can do this? It's too risky. I'm probably going to fail anyway. You start procrastinating, telling yourself you'll get to it later. Sound familiar? This is where Stoic principles come in. First, acknowledge those doubts. They're there, but they don't define you. Then reframe them. Instead of "I can't do this," think "this might be challenging, but I'm willing to learn and grow." Break down your big goal into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate each milestone along the way. And remember, even if things don't go perfectly, you're still learning and gaining valuable experience. Alright, let's recap. We've uncovered those sneaky self-sabotaging habits that keep us stuck, but we've also armed ourselves with powerful stoic tools to overcome them. Self-awareness, cognitive reframing, focusing on what we can control, mindfulness, and celebrating our wins. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let those negative thoughts hold you back. Take that first step, embrace the challenge, and watch yourself flourish. Now go out there and make some magic happen. And don't forget to share your journey with me. I'm always here for a chat. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep those stoic principles close at hand.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.